Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors will not hold a meeting today as they are attending the annual California State Association of Counties Conference. The CSAC Conference is an opportunity for supervisors to meet and discuss issues affecting the counties they serve. Fourth District Supervisor Virginia Bass plans to discuss coastal development.
That's one of the benefits of our CSAC group, talking with other supervisors. My aim is to figure out what other coastal counties are going through, because we can't be the only one that the Coastal Commission is denying the ability to clean up.
The conference is being held in San Jose and ends on Friday. We want to bring people together and find out where Main Street is going and what its purpose is. That's a quote from Debbie Farber Bush, the project manager for the planning group Greenway Partners, speaking about the new partnership between Greenway and Arcata Main Street. Greenway will handle Main Street's day-to-day business on an interim basis, including the planning and operation of the city's annual Season of Wonder and Light holiday celebration on the plaza, as well as the Arts Alive, scheduled for December. Main Street board member Nick Matthews said in a statement released on Friday that members want to reestablish the group's guiding principles following months of rocky relationships between Main Street and downtown merchants, primarily over the Oyster Festival. Beginning with the new year, Greenway hopes to unveil new plans to ascertain what business owners and Main Street members want from the group and to recruit new members. The Arcata Police Department responded to a report of a stabbing at a concert at the Arcata Community Center on Saturday. Two men and a woman were involved in a fight at the entrance of the center, and when security responded to break up the fight, one of the men said he had been stabbed. The other man, 19-year-old Arcata resident Phoenix Campbell Loya, tried to flee, and a security officer attempted to detain him. Campbell Loya then allegedly stabbed him in the neck with a knife. Security officers then detained Campbell Loya, and he was taken into custody. The security officer was treated at a local hospital and released, while the other man involved in the fight declined medical assistance. Campbell Loya was booked into jail on an assault with a deadly weapon charge. On Sunday, the Eureka Police Department located 16-year-old Katie Helberg. Helberg was reported missing on November 10th by her mother, who last saw her at home in Eureka. Helberg is in good health and has been reunited with her family. Humboldt State University will receive part of more than $1 million in grants awarded by the Environmental Protection Agency to students and programs that focus on environmental science. The EPA has issued the grants for 30 years, and hundreds of students studying environmental engineering have benefited from the grant program called the Greater Research Opportunities Fellowship Program. The research grants of up to $50,000 have been awarded to 33 campuses, including Humboldt State. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Humboldt Live, along with Decade of Difference, are working with our local youth to enhance their leadership skills. Hi, this is Dennis Rael with Humboldt Live, and we are currently recruiting local community leaders in the businesses, trades, public sector, and education system to speak and to mentor our local middle and high school students. For more information, contact Jim Ritter at 839-5114. Make a difference for our youth and our community.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We have all heard of the Meals on Wheels program that delivers food to homebound seniors, but there's a companion to Meals on Wheels, and it began in 1984 when a volunteer noticed that one woman was sharing her human food with her cats. From that came Animeals, a program that also helps seniors feed their animals. In Humboldt County, funding for Animeals was recently cut, and that means fundraising is needed to help keep it going. Supervisor Virginia Bass is an avid supporter of Animeals, and Friday's fundraiser was pretty successful.
So Matthew and I and some great folks in the community have worked hard to keep it going. And we did have an impromptu fundraiser last Friday and was able to raise $5,000.
Bass said that further fundraising will be needed to ensure the Animeals program continues.
That gets in about 6 months. It takes about $10,000 for the whole year. So I just wanted to remind the audience, if they remember the conversation or if they would like to help with the Animeals Project and help seniors stay with their animals who are their family, they can send a donation to Bless the Beasts at P.O. Box 268 in Eureka, California, 95502. It's very heartwarming, and the letters I've received from the seniors who have had the program extended just melt my heart.
For more information, contact Bless the Beasts. And that's the news on this rainy Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.